When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is up, everyone? Welcome back to another video. Today we are having a look at a game week 36 wildcard draft, but generally just talking about the players that we should be looking to target for the final 3 weeks of the season. Before we dive in, if you have not liked the video, if you have not already subscribed to fantasyfootballscout.co.uk on YouTube, please make sure you do both of those things. But without further ado, without hesitation, we're going to dive in and we're going to start in goal. Iverson, I think, is going to be in the remainder of all our drafts because people don't really have their bench boost left. People aren't really looking to make goalkeeper transfers. So having one goalkeeper for the final 3 weeks, absolutely fine. The goalkeeper we've decided to go with is David De Gea. Now, Manchester United's form as of late has been a little bit mixed, particularly their away form. However, in the final three game weeks, they have four matches, including that Dublin game week 37, and they play three out of those four games at home. And the away game is against Bournemouth. Fulham at home, Wolves at home, and Chelsea at home, all they're capable of keeping a clean sheet in as well. I was going to have Edison in here, but I think we can all agree having Edison in our teams is an absolute nightmare at the moment, and I have opted to go with a Manchester City defender in here as well. So David De Gea is the starting goalkeeper that we have. Moving into defence, we have Fabian Schär for their Dublin game week 36. I don't necessarily love the Newcastle defence at the moment and the way that they're performing, which is why we don't have the double up on defence that a lot of us might have in our teams. It is one of those ways that if you're on wildcard or you have the ability to go double attack, I do think it is one of the ways that you could potentially capitalise on those that have a very rigid team structure. But Schär is the one I've opted over Trippier just because we need to save a little bit of money. If you have the money for Trippier, I still think I'd favour him for the double this week. Next in, we have John Stones as our Manchester City cover. He is playing in that sort of midfield role, which means his attacking threat is even higher than maybe we saw from him when he was at centre-back as well. His price has risen up to 5.6, but with Nathan Ake out injured, there isn't really a reliable, cheap option. You could favour a Kanji, but he's not necessarily starting every single game week, so we have gone with John Stones as our City defender. Next in, we've gone with Trent Alexander-Arnold. Again, the Liverpool don't have a double between now and the end of the season, unlike Manchester City and Newcastle both have in different game weeks, in game week 36 and game week 37. But Trent is performing really well. Liverpool are performing really well. The attacking threat is there. The clean sheets are touch and go. They're here and they're there. They're not that many of them, but I still think the attacking threat that Trent has means that he's a good pick. We then have Diogo Dalo, again, a doublet in game week 37, so happy with him. I've gone with him over Luke Shaw just because, again, Luke Shaw playing at centre-back means he does lose a little bit of that attacking threat. Luke Shaw is on set pieces, though, so if you do have Luke Shaw on your team, I wouldn't worry at all about making the switch. And then finally, in defence, we've gone with a Stupinan. Now, I have decided to stick with a Brighton defender. A lot of people are considering benching them for their double in game week 36, and I don't necessarily disagree with that, Newcastle and Arsenal away. However, they do then have a double in game week 37, which does include Southampton at home, which I do think they'll keep a clean sheet in, plus that Manchester City fixture. It is just worth playing the fixture. I do think it's still worth having a triple up on the Brighton options. We have got double midfield in this draft. If you wanted potentially to go and get steal in goal and then go with potentially Dalo and Luke Shaw in defence for the double Manchester United defence that way, that would also work. But I have gone with Stupinan just for his attacking threat in this draft. Then into midfield. So we do add the double Brighton. Of course, Solly March has picked up an injury, which means we have gone with McAllister and Matoma. There are a few other options, like looking at the strikers, like Danny Welbeck, but I think there's enough rotation that we're going to see between now and the end of the season. I've gone with who I think are the two most nailed options for Brighton in McAllister and Matoma. Matoma may be slightly more rotation prone. However, with March being out, they have less wingers to choose from. So I do think he'll start at least four of the remaining five game weeks that Brighton do have. Next to him, we have got Marcus Rashford. Again, they double next week. We haven't gone with the double Manchester United attack anymore. We've opted for some of the others and to move the money out a little bit. And obviously, Marcus Rashford takes priority in this draft over going for Bruno Fernandes. Rashford playing up front some games, playing on the wing some games, might be on penalties, him or Bruno Fernandes. He does look good. He still looks like their main attacking threat. And again, they are much better and Marcus Rashford is much better at home. So having three home fixtures remaining out of their four, including in that double as well, I do think it's still worth holding on to Marcus Marcus Rashford, and if I was on a wild card, I would still be looking to buy Marcus Rashford into my team. Next up, we have Jack Grealish. So we are going with a triple Manchester City in here, and I've gone with Grealish. This draft does leave money in the bank to go up to Foden or Mahrez if you like them. Of course, Grealish did play a full 90 minutes in the Champions League on Tuesday evening. However, in this draft, you don't actually need to start Jack Grealish this week against Everton. There is a bit of a concern about potential rotation for Manchester City, so Grealish could sit on your bench this week, and the other seven attackers could all start in his place. So you don't necessarily need him, but I do like him for the Dublin game week 37. I do still think he's the most nailed outside of course, the usual Erling Haaland. Even along the lines of Kevin De Bruyne, is he going to play every game? Maybe, maybe not. We've seen him drop out. So I have gone with a cheap option in Jack Grealish. And finally, with no double left, we do still find a place for Mo Salah, which means there is no place, of course, for Harry Kane in this draft, just because I like the forwards enough and I like Mo Salah as well. Up front, Erling Haaland keeps his place, there's no doubt, even though there's a little bit of rotation potential for him against Everton. I still think you want Erling Haaland for the final few game weeks. He'll be captained in game week 37 as well for their double. And finally up front, which is the reason you don't start Jack Grealish this week, where he might be rotation prone, is Callum Wilson and Alexander Isak to complete our Newcastle triple up, to complete the six doublers that we have for our team going into game week 36. Wilson and Isak is very hard to pick between the two of them. So if you have the ability, you have the luxury to go with both, I think the upside is there compared to the double Newcastle defence that a lot of us are looking at in our teams. If you can get to Callum Wilson and Isak together, I really like it. I wish I could get it to my team, but it would have to be a -4 or a -8 to potentially get them both into my lineup. So this is where I'd like to be. This is where I probably plan. There are a few differentials in here, like the double Newcastle attack, like the double Manchester United defence, like having Grealish and Haaland in there as well. Let me know what you think about this. Is there any big differentials that you like between now and the end of the season? Are you looking at Harry Kane, potentially any other Newcastle midfielder, or a different Brighton triple up as well? Drop all your questions in the comment section down below. If you do like FPL videos, please do not forget to check out my channel as well, FPL Harry on YouTube and on Twitter. There'll be a link above, and there'll be a link down in the description below. Thank you all so much for watching. Like and subscribe before you go, and I'll be back again next week.